This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your Commander-in-Chief. I'm issuing a warning. The following podcast contains adult content and intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Me and Marina's first guest, she just fought in Invicta. She lost to Tanya Ebinger, but it was a good fight. She's 5-2, fights out of Belgium. She's pretty hot, actually. She's really a very pretty girl. Cindy Dandois, how are you?
I'm fine. Hello.
How's everything good? Now, are you over in Belgium right now?
Yes, I'm in Belgium.
And what time is it over there?
It's 20. Wait, you say 10?
10, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 25 past 10.
10:25 at night. So you're up. You're up late for us. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks for sticking up. Now, so how's everything going? How was your trip over to America? Tell us about it.
That was very, very exciting because I've been only one time in America, and Invicta treated me very well. So it was a long flight, though, but it was very nice. And I loved Houston. I loved the people. It was very nice. It was nice to be here and meet some people.
There you go. Now, I was looking at some of your old fights. Your first fight ever, you fought Marlis Konnen?
Yes.
Now, I mean, she was like, she's kind of a legend, right?
Women's MMA. She's a huge legend in Muay Thai and in MMA.
So you fought her, never fighting before. They tell you Marlis Konnen, and then you win that fight, correct?
Yeah. I think she underestimated me.
She underestimates a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the most dangerous thing you can do, is underestimate someone. And I think she was like, oh. I was training that time for only 4 months after a pregnancy. So I think she was like, oh, this will be an easy one. And that's dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, was that the highlight of, was that amazing to you? Did you like, isn't that kind of beating like a huge star in women's MMA on mm-hmm. your first fight, training 4 months after you get pregnant? That's like insane.
Yep.
I started to train to lose pregnancy pounds. And I was like, okay, I want to fight because I cannot get myself motivated to train when I don't have competition. So my brother, he started to search around a little bit, and there was like nobody in Europe
to train with
amateur things. Yeah, so we didn't find immediately. So then I was like, oh, Marlis needs somebody. And I was like, why not? Just do it and
happens. Didn't you train in judo for a while?
Yeah, I was doing judo when I was younger, uh-huh. but I stopped because I got two children, I started MMA 4 months before I fought Marlis. I never wore gloves in my life before.
That's awesome.
That's pretty insane.
That is pretty impressive.
Isn't there a movie about that, like Mark Wahlberg? It's like a female Mark Wahlberg movie where the guy just jumps in the ring and wins. That's insane. Now, since then, you went 5-2. I watched one of your fights. I watched a bunch of your fights. The fights when you win. I watched one when you lost. The fight you lost was crazy. You fought that like blonde hair girl.
Yeah.
It was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, that happened in Russia, and was like very, because they already started with not flying in my brother, so I had no coach there. And I didn't warm up for the fight because they told me first, yeah, it will be at the end of the schedule, not before the break. So I was like still sitting there in my jeans.
Oh, no.
And I was like, they said, yeah, I have to come now. I said, but I'm not ready. I wasn't even taped. So, but yeah, I have to go now. And in Russia, it is like, you have to do it like when they say you have to come. And a lot of bad things happened there before the fight. So I was like not there with my head.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah. Problems on like... on the way in they don't want to let not fly my brother in there, and then before the fight they changed the hours and all kind of things that was like not correct.
And that was for M1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was for M1. I don't think Vadim really knows what happens there because I've met him. He was very, very kind and very friendly, but what happens there is not correct.
But you looked really hot, by the way. You wore this like little pink skirt, and by the way, you looked very hot, just so you know.
Okay, thank you. But I was a white shirt.
Oh, you're the other girl. Okay, oh, yeah, you looked hot, too. Well, yeah, it's true. Oh, yeah, right, it's a good point. Both of you looked really hot. Just so you know, it was both of you were
and
very
anyway,
hot.
Anyway, that girl was very nice. She was very nice.
Respectful.
Very, very friendly. And I think also she didn't like to stop the fight like that because she wanted to finish it, like, good.
Yeah.
So after she told me, like, if you want a rematch ever, I will love to. So she knows, like, okay. She starts very good. I cannot say nothing, and I will not say anything about her. She's a good fighter. But I would have liked keeping the fight going a little bit more anyway.
Right. Now, are you getting better training now?
Yeah. I'm working now with Daniela Somers on my boxing because that was a very big necessity. It was very bad. And she's working on it, so...
Are you still a little bit uncomfortable with your striking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I've been doing judo for so long that it's difficult to do the transition. But it's start now, though. I feel better, like...
Well, it seems like you have like a 1920s boxing style where you have like your fists up in the air and you're just like, come on, give me your best shot. And...
Yeah, it's something like that. You totally got me.
No, I'm kidding.
Shut up, you're ruining my game plan for my next fight.
I'm kidding. Now, you're very beautiful now and you're a great fighter. You're fun to watch. Do you think maybe coming to America and having a training camp here would help you?
Well, it already helped me a lot because I've been training with Misha for a month and that helped me a lot. Like starting to see that if you want to do big fights, you have to come to America. If you want to fight with the best, you have to come to America. And I'm very happy I get the opportunity now. So I will hope, I hope to, because with the children sometimes it's difficult and with my job, but I hope to come and train more in the United States later on.
What's your job?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, nice. What do you teach?
I've been teaching French and Dutch and like history and geography.
Nice. I've actually been to Belgium before.
Me too.
I like really?
Yeah. I did the Belgian Open, the female Belgian Open.
Really?
Twice. Oh, it's nice.
How'd you do?
The first year I didn't do very well. The second time I went, I got like fifth.
Nice.
Yeah. In the junior division. I was still in the junior division though.
I was in Belgium performing for the military, U.S. military. And then that was a really good time. Belgium's crazy.
Went over. And you've been drinking a lot of beer, no?
Yeah, a lot of beer. Not now, but when I went over there,
Belgian beer from the stout.
Belgian beer was great. It went to the red light district. You ever go to the red light?
Of course you've been there.
No, I didn't actually. I swear to God, on my life, I didn't go in because you see all these people go out there, and you're like, I'm not having sex anywhere after this guy. There's no way that guy looks very creepy, and I'm not putting my penis where that guy put his penis.
Did you eat some Belgian chocolate? Worry.
What?
I didn't put my penis in one of the girls either. So.
Nothing to worry about.
But some of those girls were beautiful though. Oh my God, there were some gorgeous girls there. Like it was kind of sad actually. But
I think there are girls from all over the world.
Yeah,
working there, so not only from Belgium. So
yeah, that was crazy. Now I actually went in there and just talked to the girl. I just wanted to talk to her. I wanted to do kamikaze comedy where you tell jokes. I would pay the escort and I just tell her jokes and then I would tape it and I think it would be really funny, but you couldn't bring a camera in there and I almost got arrested for bringing.
Is this the story you thought of after you had sex with her? I'm just gonna tell everybody I just paid her to tell her some jokes
on my life. You could ask the three other comics came with me.
Okay.
On my life. Oh, okay. I have never had sex with a prostitute.
Okay.
So you had to force them, man.
You can ask the prostitute.
What?
You can ask the prostitute. Like, ask the girl if I had sex with
her. Yeah, ask the prostitute. No. Honestly, ask
he
her
didn't. She... He just came in to tell me some
Why
jokes.
Why are you turning so red all of a sudden?
I'm just telling you. No, it's funny. I think it's funny. Now, listen. What were we going to talk about? So when do you come back to America?
I don't know yet. I hope Invicta let me fight soon, and the moment they call me, I will be there.
Who do you want to fight next?
I hope to come also this summer to do a training camp. So because then I have 2 months holiday from my job. So I hope to come then with my brother.
Who do you want to fight next?
Hmm?
Who do you want to fight next?
I don't mind, actually. I fight who they give me.
Oh,
I don't give up.
That's good.
You got, now, I thought you were doing well against Tanya. You were actually beating her for a while, and then she caught you with an armbar. But it was...
No, I was not beating her. She was too strong for me for the moment. Mm. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I'm very honest, and I trained very hard for this fight, but I've been off for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the moment they gave me Tanya, I was like, she's the best in the division, but I'm like, I don't care. If I have to start now, I don't fight her because she's too strong, and I don't fight her because she hit too hard, and I don't fight her because her grappling is too... Then that's not who I am. Like, I take every fight they give me, yeah. And I always told that. So the moment they gave me Tanya, I was like, okay, I go.
It's a good experience because Tanya's very rigid, and she's very stiff, and she's very awkward, and...
Yeah.
It's somebody to have good experience under.
Have you rolled with her?
Good.
On the tough show, when we were warming all the fighters up, she was in my corner and I was warming her up and I got to move around with her a little bit. And she's very like awkward and stiff, but it works for her.
Right.
Yeah. And she's very strong.
She's really strong. Yeah. She's really strong.
Yeah.
Now, Cindy. Now, word is that you're single and you're looking for a date. Is this true?
Adam has a Skype number he would like to give you.
No, somebody asked her on Twitter if she'd go out with me, and she said, yeah, but she's a really horrible date.
Why?
Yeah. I'm just like...
It's okay, so is Adam.
Yeah, so thank you. Thanks, Evan, piping in.
Well, I'm single, but I'm not really looking for a date. I will date my son. I'm already collecting his autograph to marry me when he's 18.
That's illegal in America.
I know, but just like when he signs it now, I can like, you know...
Yeah, that's sure kind of weird, but
you'll be happy.
But no, so you have two kids now. You have three kids with the same father.
No.
Why? Why is that?
Wait. So how many different dads do you have?
Oh my.
No. Well. Okay. Well, the father of my two older children was my like my first love.
Yes.
And we've been together for 9 years almost. Yes. So then I broke up, and then I met the father for my youngest after dating Geger Mousasi for half a year. And that went totally wrong, and now I'm alone with three kids.
What happened with Mousasi?
I don't think his mommy really liked me.
Oh, no.
His mom didn't like you. Why?
His mom because, is like that, like really in his life?
No,
huh?
Because I already had two children, you know, and like that's also a cultural thing. Like he's Armenian and he, I think the mommy really wanted like a girl who we can have a fresh start with. But it's a great guy, though. Gigert is great. He's amazing, very friendly, very kind. We're still friends.
Does he ever smile?
Yeah, of course. Always when I think about him, there's a smile. Because
No, him.
Guy.
No, does he ever smile?
Yes.
Really?
I know him. He smiles all the time.
Don't you follow him on Instagram?
No, I don't follow him on Instagram.
You should. He smiles all the time.
Really?
Yes. And he likes to smile with his own jokes. He thinks from himself he's very funny.
All right. So
and when he smiles with his own joke, I can smile with him too because, like, he's doing dumb things. And if you want to have a secret of him, if you want to make him very scared, you have to take a spider.
Hey, spiders.
He adores spiders. He's like screaming like a girl.
I think of the wrong word, but yeah. So he hates spiders.
He's screaming like a girl when you give him a spider.
Gotcha.
And you show him a spider, he's like. Ah!
That's so funny.
That's why he won't fight Silva. So you're single and you're looking to mingle, right?
She just said she wasn't looking to mingle.
You need a guy.
No, she doesn't. She's got her son.
I don't need a guy. I'm good.
No, listen. You can't.
I have like his little dog. His name is Tito. He's very male, and he loves me a lot.
I saw your dog. He was breastfeeding your cat on YouTube.
Which one? Because I have two dogs.
There was a video that you put up on YouTube of your dog breastfeeding your cat.
Oh yeah, that's my girl. You hear him? That's like I have an English Bull Terrier.
Really, he was really right. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She breastfeeds the cats whenever she wants to.
Is that
it's
normal?
Adorable.
It is. Is that normal that cats breastfeed?
I don't know, but she's starting to get milk, and the cats are like, yay!
I swear it's on her YouTube channel. There's three videos. There's one of you beating up a guy in grappling. There's actually two of that. Two of you beating a guy, and then one of your dog breastfeeding your cat.
I was like so surprised when that happens the first time. Like, what is she doing? The cats were like, yay.
They were all about it.
Yeah, yes. And the dog was like, oh, she just let it happen. Like, oh, that's so nice. I have little babies. Like, the cat's coming to drink with her.
I think that's normal. In the wilderness, like, some animals will take on other animals.
Yeah, but they're in her house. Not in the wilderness.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, but you can take the cat out of the wilderness, but you can't take the wilderness out of the cat.
And you can't get you here on time either. But there's
that's
no
all
way.
You can come up with.
But
I can see it that the wilderness cannot be taken out of the cat because she's climbing in my curtains all the time.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now what are you? Okay. So you're single with three kids, but you're hot. You're a hot. You look a little bit like Paris Hilton on TRT. You know that? Like, you look a little, have like a Paris Hilton type look to you.
Is that a compliment?
Yes. It's a compliment. Now, but it seems like you're kind of so you're looking for a man. You like big men, big Persian men. Is that what you're going for?
I like black men.
You like black men? Oh, gotcha. That's
difficult.
Yeah. You are out of the picture, Adam.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done. That's all right. Okay. So what guy in the UFC, if you could date one guy, who would it be? What black guy would you date?
That would be Anthony Rumble for sure.
Wow.
Whoa!
Well, he's known for his very calm relationships.
I know. I don't know. That's like, but is it true? I don't know if it's really true, though.
I don't know either. But so you like bad boys, basically, right?
Yeah.
So a guy gets arrested for domestic violence. You're like, that's my baby daddy. Is that what goes on here?
I have already a baby daddy like that, so I have to learn from it. But for that, I stay alone. It's better.
Yeah, I think maybe single. I think single may be the way to go for you. But so you like so maybe Chris Brown might be a good guy for you. Chris Brown.
He doesn't do MMA, and he's not big and black.
He's black.
But he's not big.
He's not big?
He's not big.
Who else? What about, you know who actually, you know who I think would be perfect for you? Ray Rice. Right, he's in a relationship, but you know who Ray Rice is?
Well, the thing is, like, when they are already in a relationship, nothing to do with it.
That's a good point.
Because I always stay away from guys in a relationship.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, Anthony Johnson might be a good guy for you, honestly. I think that might work. He seems like a nice guy. I mean, he went on the show a couple times.
What about Alistair Overeem?
No.
Why?
Because I know him. No.
No.
Wait, what?
What do you know?
Because I know him like a person.
Uh-huh.
No. Did you sleep with him or no?
No.
But did he try?
No. Just because he's living in Holland, I know him.
Yeah.
Like, no.
So he's
just
like
not my type. No.
He's kind of arrogant for you?
Yeah, that's one thing. And like the thing like, oh, I get so muscular for eating all this horse meat. That gives me like crap.
Yeah, you're not
I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't like guys that have taken steroids, basically, right?
Well, if they do, then, and okay, you can lie about it, but then don't say stupid things like walking around in a supermarket with a big basket of horse meat and say, I get so big for eating all this horse meat. So,
right.
And when I saw you 5 years ago, you were
like, yeah, he acts like, he walks around and acts like, I can get every chick in here.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
And by the way, I was kidding about Anthony Johnson, domestic violence thing. So if he's listening to this, I'm totally joking. Those were all allegations, and I don't know if any of them were true. And you've been cleared. So just for the record, I'm totally, I don't know. I think maybe, you know, maybe you guys should. I think you guys would have cute babies, actually. It'd be very cute.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're very fertile. Are you looking to have more kids or no?
I think if I had a good husband, I would not be fighting for the moment. I would be having kids.
Oh, so
she wants to have more kids.
She wants more kids.
Good for you.
Yeah, you definitely sound very sane.
Is that sarcasm?
She already has three kids.
So what? She wants to have more. She's a motherly type. She wants to have kids.
Wow, that's a lot of kids.
So some people can handle it. She can obviously handle it. What are you going to do? Hold it against her?
No, well, I'm trying to hold it against her, but she likes black guys.
Well, you're already out. So, sorry.
What about Jewish comedians?
Just tell them no nicely.
No, I honestly,
I don't even know what he's saying. My English is not perfect, so I'm like,
That's
good
perfect.
Answer.
That's perfect.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Listen, Cindy, you've been amazing. I can't wait for your next fight. I'm a big fan of yours. You definitely. Are different.
You have won us over.
You've definitely won us over. But stay away from guys that are trouble. I think you need a nice guy that'll treat you right. You have enough enough drama in your life, you know.
I know. I tell you, like, I have this very sweet dog, and my other dog is licking my feet now. So it's like, see? I have friendship a lot.
The dogs know.
Yeah, this is definitely the strangest interview we've had. But Cindy Dandos, thank you for everything. Good luck with the rest of your career. Where can people find you?
How do you mean find me?
Like on social media?
Like if they want to stalk you. No, yeah, like on social media.
I can, on my Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
And on Twitter.
Twitter, yes, Twitter.
And I am also on Instagram.
Okay, Instagram, of course. Well, thank you, Cindy Dandos on Twitter. Follow her. She's a good fighter.
She's a hot mom who can kick ass.
She's a hot mom who can kick ass. She's a MILF.
Yes.
You know what a MILF is, by the way?
Yeah, I know that word.
Okay. All right. Well,
have a great night, Cindy. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Same for you. Bye. Thank you.
All right, that was Cindy Dandos.
Oh my God, you are so awkward.
I'm awkward.
God damn.
How am I awkward? Just because she wants to.
I think a really good guy for you would be Ray Rice. Do you think that
was
really?
It was a joke. It was a joke. It would be a terrible guy for her. That's why it was funny. Come what? Evan, come on, stick up for me here.
Look, like, I'm not telling you. Not
my only
funny.
Problem with the Ray Rice thing is there's like almost a 0% chance she knows who Ray Rice is.
Oh yeah. That's why. Oh, okay. Yeah,
and she's just going like, oh.
Is he in a relationship? Yeah, no, it was that girl was pretty funny. She's
cool.
What is it with girls that go for these bad boys? Are they just like fighter chicks seem to go
they
for
like aggressive men.
Fighter girls do?
Yeah. Well, some do, some don't. Some chick fighters are so aggressive themselves they need somebody to balance them out.
Mm.
They don't want somebody that's, you know, they want to date somebody who's like an artist or just got a desk job.
So your boyfriend, by the way, is with us right now in studio.
Mm-hmm.
And now, is he an aggressive man? He seems like a very nice man.
He's pretty aggressive.
He's pretty aggressive?
Yeah.
He could fuck shit up?
Yeah, he has fucked shit up.
Nice. Yeah. So you're one of the girls that likes the aggressive guys?
Yeah.
Nice. You think that's part of being from Moldova? Like you have to fight for toilet paper and stuff. And,
no, I never had to fight for toilet paper.
Oh, you don't think that's part of?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, all right. It just seems like that would be up your alley.
Well, what kind of girl would you like to date?
You know what? Aggressive girls are fun for like a date or two, and then they become really annoying, and then I'm like, getting
out of. Well, what kind of aggressive are you talking about?
Like a chicken, like a loud. Crazy girl in public might be
who
fun
needs to be heard.
It might be fun for a date or two, and then be like, "All right, get this. I can't deal with this. This is just not my thing.
This is just not for me.
Not for me.
Not for
no,
me.
No, no. I definitely need a girl who's more stable and maybe a little cerebral, sweet, fun. You know, fun and maybe wild, but not too wild to the point where, you know, she's got like.
Have you been writing this down?
No, I just know what
you
I want.
You should have like a checklist for all the bitches you date.
list isn't long enough. No, but I definitely don't want a girl with like warrants, you know. That
why
kind
not?
Of...
That could be fun.
Really? Do you have any warrants?
No.
You're not.
Maybe in New York. There's probably a warrant for my arrest in New York.
Really?
Yeah, because I haven't paid like a speeding ticket.
You shouldn't say that. You should not tell people that on the air. You don't need people knowing that. So now, no, sir, what's his name? Jake? Kevin? What's his name again? I just know you as the guy in the boat.
Can I clear something up right away?
Sure.
I'm not tugboat boy.
Tugboat boy. I didn't say that. That was on the internet.
Yeah, I don't know how that came out as a boy.
Yeah. He definitely is a man.
Boys on the boats.
So Marina's boyfriend, just because you guys can't see, is this like jacked guy with a bald head and a beard. And he's wearing shorts. I could see his male camel toe from here.
Oh, my God.
He looks like a very nice guy, but a guy that you wouldn't want to fuck with. Kind of like you have like a Leslie Nielsen, no, Liam Nielsen from Taken. Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun. So you have like that kind of a, you could beat ass if he wants to. Am I right? Is that a good?
Okay. Is that a good Marina?
Yeah. Is that a good still? Yeah, absolutely. Now you work on a boat, right?
Yes.
Now, what do you do on this boat?
We move industry through the harbors.
But you're also a fighter.
But I also fight, so I train on the boats. And
now, how many pro have you? You're a pro fighter?
I'm not a pro fighter. I've never taken a pro fight yet, but it's been hard.
Yeah.
Through the years to train on the boats, and you know, it's very limited time that I get off the boats and train. So.
Now, how did you pick up Marina? Were you on like MoldovaMeat.com or something? Or like how did you end up?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you seem like a nice guy, but she looks like a kind of, I mean, did you guys meet at like the butcher store or something? Or did you guys?
She came into my Muay Thai school.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't like to admit it, but I teeped her in the stomach one day. And it was kind of funny because she got sick from it. And
I was hungover too.
The whole class is standing outside and we're listening to her. And
so you kicked her in the stomach?
Yeah.
And then that's how she liked you?
No, that's not how I liked him. He went on to date one of my best friends. Oh, and then some time fizzled out. And then we just...
But you kicked her in... But according to him, he kicked you in the stomach and then you fell in love? Is that... Because that's... People are going to be kicking girls in the stomach now.
No, that is not what happened. That is not what happened.
It's school stuff. You know, you beat up the one you like.
But... Wow, is that... That's what happened?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, okay.
That is not what happened.
So you were the instructor.
I friended him for a very long time before anything happened.
Now, did you think he was cute when he was the teacher?
No.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
So you weren't like checking him out?
No, because I viewed him as unavailable. I usually don't like to date people that I train with.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how did he swoop you up? Did he...
Well, he kind of took me on a road trip like into the backwoods of New York.
That sounds really creepy.
There's in Northridge, there's little...
Northridge?
North,
really? You don't even know the place.
Northport?
Northridge?
Northville?
The Northville? I was close. Yeah. Come on.
All right, Northville.
But no, there's... it's by, like, this huge lake, and there's little hole-in-the-wall bars and stuff, and we just bar hop, you know, for, like, what, four places?
Actually, this was all the recuperation process, because I invited her on a hike.
Yeah, and I was hungover.
And she showed up to my door in, like, just a box of mess. And I'm like, wow. So she, you know...
I charged that fucking
hike. She charged the hell with me, and then I knew I had to put her back together when...
Wow, so okay, so you cleaned her up. You're kind of like a daddy figure / boyfriend. He, like, helped you out. Okay, so...
Oh, boy.
So he sort of, like, you kind of looked at him for guidance.
No.
He cleaned you up, and then you guys are both fighters together, and then next thing you know... Now, when you say you're a Muay Thai teacher, so you must have had a lot of Muay Thai fights, correct?
Actually, I've only fought in a few Muay Thai fights. I don't have a huge... fighting background, but I've been training for over 10 years now.
Oh, okay. So you're like the real deal. He could fuck shit up, you think?
Yeah, he fucks shit up all the time.
Fucks shit up all the time. Now, the whole pile driving thing, that's, she says when it comes to...
it's a favor. So, I do it as a favor.
So that really goes on.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm not. The fans need to know.
No, we're not asking him.
We're not asking. Okay, all right. Okay, so people, okay.
Put your boner away. We're not fucking asking that.
My boner does not exist right now. I have a bad leg. But what I'm saying is, all right. So there's no pile driving going on, or there is, but we're not going to talk about it. Okay, I got you. All right. So now you're back. She's happy. I can tell she's glowing. I always know when you're back because Marina showers, and there's a whole like the place doesn't stink out like smell like I don't
smell?
Know. No, I'm just
kidding.
I
smell before.
No, it doesn't smell like falafels, whatever you guys eat. But I'm saying it's great. It's great. I'm happy. I'm happy you're back. She's happy.
I'm still late though.
You were an hour and a half late. That's why.
It was an accident. I was training. I was being a ninja.
All right. So let's get into some current events, MMA talk.
Yeah.
So according to Cole Miller, CM Punk is better on the ground than half the UFC. Is that, do you think
did that happen?
Is he trolling?
I think he might be trolling a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't trained with CM Punk, but I wonder, I watched his videos with the Gracies and he's wearing a white belt.
Yeah, but I heard he's wearing a white belt on purpose. Like, he's been offered other belts, but he refuses them because...
Refusing. Oh, well, that's smart. But then I guess he might have really good ground game.
That's the word on the street. That's,
you think he's a really good wrestler?
No. But I thought I was a good wrestler, and then I kept getting hit in electric chairs. Mm. So, you know, wrestling is great. It's hard to transition from wrestling to jiu-jitsu. I feel like it's... Whenever I roll with somebody in jiu-jitsu, everyone's like, oh, man, the pace you go... They're like, I can't. They're like, please come back. They always ask me to come back because they're like, hard to keep up with your pace because it's just wrestling is just grind. And jiu-jitsu is very methodical. And I come in from the wrestling background, so I think people like that because I like mix it up, you know. And I love it. But there's a certain point where I can catch, you know, white belts and moves that you can't catch a blue belt or a purple belt or just, you know, just going for the guillotine every time isn't going to work when people see it coming. And that's what's frustrating to me. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for jiu-jitsu and for judo, and especially high level anything is hard to do. That's why I sometimes question CM Punk, but who knows, man. I don't know who they're going to put him up against, because the Athletic Commission is not going to put him up against Hector Lombard in his first fight. They're going to get him against a guy who's 1-0, and how many guys out there are 1-0 in the UFC with no experience?
Exactly.
That's why I think the Green Power Ranger, he's 5-0 as an amateur, and is actually 1-0 as a pro. He might be a good fit.
That would be good.
But he might lose. And then what? You can't hype up the Green Power Ranger like you can CM Punk.
Yeah.
People aren't running to go see the Green Power Ranger.
I mean, I would, because I grew up on Power Rangers.
Really?
Yeah.
So you pay $60 to watch Green Power Ranger fight?
I wouldn't pay $60. I'd probably wait.
Yeah.
I'd probably try and find a different way to watch it.
Like you'd illegally stream the Green Power Ranger?
No, I'd probably just like go to a bar if I was not working.
You wouldn't even go to a bar. If I told you the Green Power Rangers was fighting tomorrow night, you might turn it in. You would not leave your house to go to a bar.
No, I would go to a bar.
Really?
I like going to bars.
Yeah, but anyway, but you wouldn't like run out. I gotta see the Green Power Ranger fight. I mean,
if I wasn't working, I would totally do it.
You're out of your mind.
I would go. I love fighting. If I'm not working and I can go watch some fights at a bar, if I can watch the Green Power Ranger take on CM Punk.
No, CM Punk. We're saying
or the, anybody. Anybody. I would Power still Ranger. Go. Absolutely, I would still go.
Maybe I don't know.
I think you're just look at you. You're just a mess.
It's like driving your childhood. Your dream car, though. Like,
she loved the Power Rangers.
I love the Power. I have a towel.
Get beat up. No, it'll change your childhood.
It might. I think he's right. The guy's making a point. Now, okay, so the fight this weekend, even though we covered it with Rashad, I still want to hear your opinion. John Jones, Daniel Cormier, who is, by the way, there was a huge thing online, by the way, about you submitting CM Punk in one round.
Me?
Yeah, about the show last week. You said you could submit him in one round. And there was a huge debate on whether or not that could happen. People were debating on whether you could.
People
beat
got their panties in a bunch over that shit.
Wrestling fans are so hardcore. It's true. People were like debating on whether a lot of people were actually defending you, saying that could happen.
Awesome.
And then other people were like, dude, it's a guy, and men are stronger than women, and I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, the average UFC man at 145 is going to be stronger than the average 145 female in the UFC. But you take a guy who never trained before versus a judoka black belt, or, you know, second degree. I think Marina could take him.
Thank you.
I do. I think you're going to catch him in an armbar or some kind of, you know, heel hook or something. And I just, right? What do you think?
I think she could.
Right?
I rolled with her, so I know.
Yeah. I mean, not even being her boyfriend. Like, honestly, you...
Well... You know, I'm 225 pounds, and she can move me around. He's not 225 pounds.
Now, when you say move you around, like, what does that mean?
If she wants to sweep me or whatever she wants to do, she can move my weight.
Wow. Do you guys ever, like, when you guys are having sex, you sweep each other?
I knew! It was going to go there!
Do you guys sweep each other during sex? Like, all right, okay, now, all right. Now, Cormier Jones this week.
Okay, I think Jones is going to win. If Cormier doesn't stick to the pressure of wrestling and he doesn't grind him out, if he lets up a little bit, Jones is going to beat the living piss out of him with his height and his reach and everything.
Like, stop him?
Maybe. This fight is not going 5 rounds. There's no fucking way. There's no way that this fight is going to go the full 5 rounds. I think that if Daniel Cormier sticks to his grindy wrestling conditioning...
Not even just get the win,
because Jones is such a... He's such a fucking experienced fighter. He's been through some battles. But if he just keeps that pace, there's no way that, like... I don't think Jones could keep up with that pace. But if you know, who knows? Jones could come up with some fucking crazy
So who's
shit.
Gonna win?
Jones is gonna win, I think.
Jones is gonna win in what round?
I would say the third.
You?
I think it's a tough fight for Cormier. I just think Jones just has the experience. He's been, you know, I don't think he can get ground out.
We're talking about a guy.
We're
talking about a guy who knocked out Bigfoot Silva, okay? A guy who ragdolled Josh Barnett, who beat Roy Nelson, took him out of his game plan, who threw Daniel Cormier out of the octagon. Dan Henderson picked him up and body slammed him like a child. We're talking about a guy who trains with Cain Velasquez.
I know.
And that other, I don't mean to get the guy's name wrong, the guy they brought in from AKA who was the Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, the Iranian guy?
Yeah, that
guy. Yeah, good luck at that.
Look, I want him to win. I want DC to win because he's fucking, how do you not want him to win, you know?
Right.
But Jones is a tricky, experienced motherfucker.
And don't forget about his wrestling. He's not a bad wrestler.
He's a great New York State champion wrestler.
Like he's not.
Junior college national champion.
When he decides to wrestle.
He got a scholarship to Iowa.
And he has a solid, like, he's got some solid judo that counters a lot of wrestling. If you watch a lot of his other fights, especially with Matt Hamill when he got DQ'd for that bullshit, but... he countered a lot of his wrestling with judo.
And so I was talking to Stefan Bonner on a side note, and I was asking him about John Jones when he fought John Jones. And he's like, yeah, my manager offered me John Jones or Tim Boesch. And he thought that Boesch was the tougher fight. So he took John Jones. He's like, he's still angry about that. I mean, like, no one knew back then how good John Jones was going to be, but it's just funny. I know. I want Cormier to win so bad, and I'm going with my heart. But I'm also, look at Daniel Cormier, how strong of a guy. We're talking about a guy who, and I don't know if this is 100%, I know his father was murdered when he was like 7 years old at like Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. His daughter died in a car accident. Like, this guy's just been through so much tragedy in his life. You know, he took second to Cale Sanderson in the NCAAs by like 3 points. You watch that match. At one point, he almost, in the third period, and Cale Sanderson, at one point, probably arguably the best college wrestler ever. Your guy at the Olympics gets, his body breaks down. So much tragedy. And you're just like, man, you just want this guy to win this so bad. Versus a guy, and I'm not saying John Jones hasn't overcome it. I don't think he ever had a father figure in his life. He had a out-of-wedlock daughter when he was young, and he's actually a good guy. He stayed home from college so he can take care of the kid. I mean, he's another guy who seems like a good guy.
They both have this pile of, just...
mental toughness
that
you just can't buy. And I want Cormier to win so bad. I feel for that guy. He's just a great guy, and you're just like, man... I'm invited to his after party, and I don't want to go to that party also having him lose. Those parties suck when the guy loses.
No, you should still go.
No, I know, but just seeing the guy after he loses, you just feel for the guy. Man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a case of good versus evil, because I'm sure John Jones is a good guy too, but it's definitely a case of a guy who I think is a stronger character. He's a guy, a better friend, and I think also a better role model. You look at the type of John Jones getting a DUI with found in the car with the two white girls and
everybody forgot about that, by the way.
I mean, the fact that they're white doesn't make a difference.
No, weren't they like
girls.
The mayor's daughters?
Yeah, but they were like two girls that were not his girlfriend or his wife at the time. And you look at John Jones with the whole, you know, with the Instagram pics and the hacking people stuff and making slanderous comments and. I think that Cormier is a stronger character. Unfortunately, in fighting...
He's not an enticing character, though. A lot of people don't want to know about him. All the shit that John Jones has gotten himself into, everybody wants to know, and that's why he's become the heel champion, and that's why he's going to continue having that star power. Like, that's... As much as everybody hates that... They feel passionate about it. They feel passionate about the way that they hate him. And that's what's going to get him attention. And that's why people are going to want him to maintain that championship. You think the UFC wants him to lose a championship?
No,
belt?
But I think it's also this. I think in the grand scheme of things, it's this bullshit era of like, look at like Mayweather. You look at a guy like Mayweather who has went to jail for beating up his baby mother, who's constantly like, I mean, a guy killed himself 2 weeks ago on his Skype, and he goes to the Clippers game an hour later, and he's constantly ends up making these racial slurs, and he's the most paid athlete in the world. Granted, he's the best athlete, but then you look at a guy like Chris Weidman, who, you know, saved his next door neighbor's life, who donated like all kinds of money to like flood victims and this and that, and people don't even know Chris Weidman could walk down the street and people wouldn't know he's the UFC champion. It's
here's the thing though, he likes it like that. He likes that he can still be the community man that like still respected, still all that fancy shit, but he doesn't get hounded by a whole bunch of people unless he's in Vegas. If he walks the street in Vegas, somebody's gonna notice
him. Yeah, but it's hounded for the right reasons. People are, what I'm saying is that sometimes the guys who I feel like should get the attention, and
but they still do.
They don't a lot of times, and they should. You know, there are guys out there doing a lot of. There's a lot of good role models out there, mm-hmm. and those aren't the people that people are Googling or trending on Twitter. No one gives a shit because they're supposed to be a role model or whatever. It's not as sexy.
People who get championships. People like Chris Weidman, they don't want to give up their family life like that.
We're talking about two different things, though, Marina. I'm not talking about what they want versus like
what celebrity. They deserve.
I'm talking about what they deserve, and I also think that a guy like
Daniel, but doesn't that count?
Well, I think a guy like Daniel Cormier should be celebrated more than a guy like Jon Jones if he wins. Jones is the champion.
If he wins,
because there's a guy who's actually a guy out there who talks the talk, walks the walk, and is a great role model. There's a guy that if I coach these kids, they go, I want to be like Daniel Cormier, you know, versus like, I want to be like Mayweather and burn $100 bills and throw them at the fucking camera and go to strip clubs and eat vaginas and put it on World Star Hip Hop. Not exactly, those are all fun things, but not exactly things that I would necessarily want my kids to do. And it kind of sucks. It kind of sucks. I understand, you know, negative sells and yada, 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 but I don't know. I think Cormier, he has a stronger character, as far as I know. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow we'll find out he beats up his girlfriend and he, you know, he hangs his kid out by a bridge. But as far as I know right now, he's a guy that I will root for, you know, forever.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. That's your opinion.
You wouldn't root for him?
No, I'm rooting for him, but I just don't think it's going to go down like that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Who knows? All right, Holly Holm, Raquel Pennington got announced. Oh. UFC 184. Who wins that? What's that noise? Why do you make
such
a farting noise?
Such a stupid fight.
Why?
That's the sound of her wanting to talk about Cerrone Jerry instead.
No, yeah, we'll talk
exactly.
about that. No, but thank you, Evan the Beer, but she's a female fighter.
I know.
These are Holly Holm is going to win, absolutely. Absolutely she's going to win. I don't know. I've seen Raquel train. I've seen her fight. She's not going to be able to get inside onto Holly as she thinks. You know, like when she fought Ashley Evan Smith, there's that the hole to like break the distance, that's not going to be there for her. She's going to be on the outside and she's going to be within reach, and that's where Holly Holm is going
to
win.
Is she the biggest threat to Ronda Rousey?
Holly?
Yeah.
No. 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 No.
Wait, why is your boyfriend hype. Saying yes? Your boyfriend saying wait, sorry, that makes good radio. Okay, why? I mean, she's the best boxer in the division, mm-hmm. possibly the best boxer in MMA. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's I think she was a champion. What was she like 34-1 in regular boxing? Mm-hmm. Her hands are great. She's been training at Jackson's for 4 years.
But
5 years.
Everything that Ronda has been training and conditioning. It's going to counter all of her boxing. That's just how it is. Ronda remains and will always be on a different level than all these girls. And I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how else to express that. I don't know how else to tell people that there's no option of her being defeated anywhere.
So, I mean, weren't people saying that about Mike Tyson, though, back in the day? Isn't there always going to be someone out there?
Maybe. Who knows? think? Yeah, but Mike Tyson also lost track of a lot of things being a champion.
I would say that she's the person to defeat Ronda, but I would say that her footwork, because of her striking, is going to be the hardest thing, the hardest challenge for Ronda to break the distance.
Yeah, Ronda now has like Olympic level boxing.
She'll still do it.
Olympic level boxing?
Yes, she's got Olympic level boxing.
She'll still do it.
I'm telling you because I've seen it. She has like amazing striking.
So you've seen her versus other Olympians?
No.
So then how do you know she's Olympic level boxing?
Because you just know. You just
come on.
When you watch little kids wrestle, okay? When you watch like little kids wrestle and they move up the ranks and then they say they get into high school and they're going to go into college, you look at him and you're like, shit, he has a chance of like fucking really being an Olympic level wrestler, right? And he...
In high school, no.
Like later in high school?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. Because I think people get... I've seen so many state champions in high school get not be able to pull it off in college. And I've seen guys in college all of a sudden rise.
She's past that. The striking that she works with Edmund constantly, it's always to defeat somebody like Holly. It's always going to defeat those things. Like everything that she trains, everything.
Is there a danger, though, of her getting too in love with her boxing?
No.
I mean, we just talked to Rashad Evans, and he was saying, like, Abel Trujillo got too in love with his striking, left his wrestling.
No, because everything she does is to help her judo.
Right.
Yeah, essentially. But there has to be a point in your training where you kind of have to take a seat back with the judo to learn to progress in your boxing so you're more confident to go in with your judo. And that's what she's done.
That's the only fear I have for Ronda Rousey's last two fights. Is that she's been stopping people on the feet, and I'm just like, okay, just make sure the armbar is your number one go to.
The judo is never going to stop.
The only thing I'm like,
she's still
it's
trained.
Almost like you're like, oh, I wish these girls would put up even more of a fight versus like a 16 second knockout. You're like, Jesus, that could be bad. But Ronda's a smart girl. I mean, like
intelligent fighter.
Yeah.
And if her striking doesn't work, her pressure and her willingness to close the distance is absolutely unstoppable. She will find a way. If she doesn't get it the first time, she's going to get it the second time, third, fourth, fifth time.
What about you? So when's your next fight? Everybody wants to know.
Probably spring. Yeah.
Have you picked a league yet or no?
Not yet.
I know World Series of Fighting has been knocking on your door.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I know that Ali's a judo guy.
I'm going to a Bellator event January 6th, though.
Mm.
I'm going to go watch.
All right. Where?
Pechanga.
Oh, that's right here.
Yeah. It's like an hour and a half away from here.
So now that's going to be, like, you're going to be on TV?
No. But I'm going and I'm going to test it out, meet some people, see what's going on.
What would your ring music be? Let's say, because I know Bellator has those big entrances. Do you have
Like mine changes every time. I can't have the same song over and over again.
Do you have like Dancing Babushkas kind of like?
No. Oh,
what would you have?
No. I wouldn't have a crazy. I don't know. I gotta see. I haven't seen their walkouts.
The Scissor Sisters are big. I know they're actually a big band. No, I'm kidding. I'm just now. Did you know about that? That about her scissoring in the past? Is that? Are you aware of that? No. It seems like he'd be cool with that. I'm just saying.
We've actually been talking about your sex life a lot lately.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. You screwed me up, by the way.
I did?
Yes.
How did I screw you up?
Because I told you I got laid the other night, and then you asked me if she returned the favor, and I said no, and then I texted her, like, hey, you mind if I talk about this on the podcast? Because I figured it'd come up, but she's like, What? And then she was like, I don't want my whole... And then that became like...
How did I screw you up? Did you have to say anything to her? Does she listen to your podcast?
No,
obviously, that is not my fucking fault.
That is
your fault.
You're absolutely right.
That was your insecurities take control.
Absolutely true. Yeah, I know. I was like...
Did you hear the story?
It was like a preemptive. Mm-hmm. It was like a preemptive, like, okay, what if she listened to it? But now, of course, she's going to listen to it. And now she's mad at me.
She's nameless. Nobody knows who she is.
I know, but she's mad at me. She's like, I never had this problem before. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm a comedian, and we talk about these things. And I was trying to be respectful, and of course it backfired.
Yeah, but are you really, like, is it worth, like, trying to...
No, then I'm like, what am I even apologizing for? I'm apologizing for, like, literally asking if it was okay to talk about someone. I was, like, going out of my way to be nice in mm-hmm. some ways. And she got all mad, and I'm like, you know what? She's being dramatic.
That's the kind of aggressive you don't want in your life.
What's that?
Just like that. Like, what? Dramatic, talking about me?
Dramatic, and also, like, you know, I got a bum knee and fucking, I don't know. I got...
You just want somebody to take care of you.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's time true. To start. Call grandma.
My grandma passed away. But
how about mom?
I haven't seen my mom since I was three.
Oh, sorry.
This is all part of the problem.
Strike two.
But anyway, the point is, yeah, so you didn't screw me up. I screwed myself up. But
I was just...
I was saying...
I was in your corner. I'm still in your corner.
No, thank you.
You deserve better.
You got to set me up with some of your hot friends, but they all live in New York, right? Does she have any hot friends, or is that totally fake? She says she has hot friends from New York.
I have a lot of hot friends in New York.
You've never seen them before?
You guess? You hooked up with one.
Whoa. We hooked up with one.
Way before we started dating.
All right, so out of all her friends, which one would you rather bang the most? Out of all... No. No. Just... I mean, come on. You've definitely thought of it, right? Out of all her friends...
I really haven't met a lot of her friends.
Shayna Baszler? Is that the one? No, I'm kidding.
Those are my roommates. I can't...
Oh, you live with them too?
That line.
Oh, you live in that house also?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he lives...
Shayna Baszler likes girls.
No, he lives with Jasmine and Shayna.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they all train at CSW, and they got a house like 15 minutes from the gym.
Oh, well, Shayna likes girls, right? Or I think she likes both. I don't know. She told me she liked both on the podcast. I asked her. She said she likes...
She told me that she dates intelligence.
Oh,
that's
really?
What she told me, yeah.
I have no shot. that's So Shayna and dates intelligence. And Jasmine's single, though, right?
Jasmine's still single, yeah.
She looks like she'd be fun, but kind of a handful. All your friends are crazy. No more female fighters are crazy. I don't know
how you... You've given up? How many have you dated?
Like, you've dated a lot.
I dated a couple. A
really?
Couple.
Who?
No, I can't talk about it.
Okay, no, you don't have to say names, but can you tell me about them?
One of them, you know what? It was like... I was annoying, I'm sure, because it's like when I date someone who wants to talk about comedy all the time, mm-hmm. I'd be like, I don't want to talk about comedy. And I just wanted to talk about fighting with this person, and I could tell she did not want to talk about fighting.
Really?
I'm like, who's going to win the fight coming up? And I was just like, I wanted to keep asking her stupid questions, and so that didn't go well. But then she was like she was cold. She's a cold person. Like, her feeling, didn't have much
like
feeling.
Like, physically cold?
Feelings were just not there. And I need a woman who's a little bit more nurturing, and you know, I can't have somebody who's like...
Are you doing the online dating?
Harder than me. And then...
Are you doing the online dating?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, a little bit.
FarmersOnly.com.
I'm on
City folks just don't get it.
I'm on Christian... I'm on that. I'm on Christian Mingle. I'm on all the...
There is a Jewish dating website.
J-Date.
Yeah, J-Date.
I became anti-Semitic as soon as I went on it.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. Jewish... Nah, J-Date's not for me. I went on Tinder a couple times. That was...
Tinder's not...
Those were pretty good. I went on a couple successful Tinder dates.
You got laid?
You can interpret successful as you want.
Okay, but are you going to get, like, comfort and loving from those dates?
Well... Not really. A lot of them were like,
are you just
the road.
Are you just like really inspired by Luke Barnett? No, he's really inspired by Luke Barnett and his fiance.
I was inspired by them?
Yeah, because they both met on Tinder.
I think I'm going to their wedding, actually.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
In England. I'm going to their wedding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're flying me out.
That's fucking cool.
I can't wait.
Are you really being serious?
I swear.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of the Barnott family here. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if this thing works with me and this girl. A couple other irons in the fire.
There are?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah. You know. What are you doing for New Year's?
I'm performing in Vegas all week.
Right.
I got extra tickets if you want to go.
I can't. I'm working Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh. I was going to say, if you guys wanted to go. But,
Sorry.
Too bad. I'll be at the fight.
We'll be watching.
You're a hardworking girl. I like it.
You know.
Nice.
I did call out of work on Monday.
Now, so you're in town till when?
The 6th.
The 6th. So is this going to be crazy sex till then, and then you leave 2 weeks.
Sex and training.
Sex and training. Yeah. That's all you and Marina do. Because I
don't even eat. We don't even eat.
You guys are just
we
animals.
Don't even pee.
It's just crazy.
We just kind of
like
roll up.
Romantic walks to the fridge.
Romantic walks. This guy is funny. I like this guy. Well, listen, this has been very informative. I've had a good time with this podcast. Have you had a good time?
I've for the 40 minutes that I've been here, I've had a great time.
Nice. You should marry this girl. I'm telling you. I know she doesn't believe in marriage, but
we were talking about it, and she said something about a Jap in the middle of Asian town.
Nothing. No, don't worry about it.
What's a Jap? Tell everybody what
Jewish
it is.
American princess. Oh, moving on.
That's not a good term. But I'm saying I think you guys would have cute babies. They'd be good Muay Thai, right? Jiu-Jitsu. You guys would be good.
Are we ending this podcast or what?
I'm just saying that I just think it would be cute. I think that I would.
You're not the first person this week to tell us that.
Really? Who else told you?
A stripper.
Why? What kind of strippers were you? You guys at a strip club together?
Oh no! We were at a holiday party, and there was a stripper there, and she was like, she's an educated stripper though, because when I told her I was Russian and Jewish, she's like, "You are of the dying breed," and she's like, "Are you claimed?" And she looked at across the table, and I'm like, "That's my boyfriend." She's like, "You're dating her?" And he's like, "Yep." He's like, "You better have some babies right now."
Right now.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Now what? Why were there strippers at holiday parties? And how did you know that? Was she stripping at the party?
No, she wasn't stripping. She was fully clothed.
Oh, okay.
She's actually wearing a sweater.
And how did you know she was a stripper?
Very sultry, though.
Because we found out that she was a stripper.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You guys are doing some weird swinging things, right? This is kind
no.
of what's going on here. This is
no, like, no, no, no,
this
no.
This some weird.
No. I don't share.
You don't share?
I'm terrible at sharing.
So what would you do? Like, you were at a club and some girl went up to him and started stroking his beard.
I'd probably punch her in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that kind of jealous?
Not like. Not jealous, it's more of like mine.
Okay.
Not jealous. It's not, it doesn't come from like a jealous.
Have you ever gotten a fight over her?
Over him?
Yeah.
No, but maybe he should tell the story of one of his exes walking in on us sleeping. Oh,
what happened there?
Sorry, man.
One of your ex-girlfriends walked in on you guys having sex?
It was,
no,
it was,
sleeping. We were sleeping.
Sleeping.
It was, you know, early in the relationship, and I had a crazy Latino that I was tackled with.
Latina, right? Latina, yeah.
Latina, and thank you.
Yeah. don't describe her anymore.
So anyway, she came in and all we saw was a light.
No, she was shining her phone like she just walked into the bedroom. But I heard rustling like on the window.
She had been knocking on the window and throwing rocks.
Yeah, and I'm such a deep sleeper. Like I came out of sleep for like a second, but then I like went right back to sleep. And then all of a sudden I wake up to a fucking iPhone flashlight light in my face, and all of a sudden I hear, "Who the fuck is this?" And
then, so what did you do?
No, I stayed in bed because I was just like, "What the fuck did I just get myself involved in?" And then he just gets up out of bed and he's like, "What the fuck?" And then just like kind of shoved her out of the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
What are you coming
to
my house for?
Yeah, of course. She break into your house, put a light on your girlfriend.
No, I was starting to wonder, like, she's pretty comfortable just walking in the middle of the night.
Wow.
That was my first.
So you went from a crazy Latina to a crazy Russian. Are you just into crazy chicks?
I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, well, not really, but you fight for a living.
Yeah, I fight, but I'm really, like, not that crazy outside of fighting.
You said you would punch a girl, any girl that talks to him.
Not talks to him. Being affectionate to somebody that, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, if you were dating a chick and a guy came up to her and was like, "Oh, what's up, babe?"
I'd be like,
"Dude,
I'd ask a chick, why are you flirting with this guy?"
No, what? Not, she would. She's just sitting there.
I'm just kidding. Of course, I would grab her away and,
yeah,
and tell that guy that was not very nice.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And then you punch him in the face.
Nice. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay, I really gotta go.
All right. So she has to go. You kids have fun. All right. No babies.
No babies.
By next Tuesday.
No, by next.
Hey,
Tuesday.
It was a pleasure meeting you, man. I good luck with the
See,
career.
He exists.
I didn't think you really existed. I thought she was just saying that to keep us away from her. But good luck with everything. And Marina, have a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year to everyone
year,
listening.
Evan Beard.
Happy new year, Evan Beard. Keep watching or listening to MA Roasted Podcast. Take care.
Bye-bye. I promise I won't be late.